Hello and a warm welcome to FISBOL Inside, the weekly podcast magazine of the International FISBOL Association. I'm IFA President Jörn and co-host is our Secretary General Chris. Hi Chris.
Hello Jörn and hello to the FISBOL world.
This is episode number 15 and today we have our first female special guest, the Swiss national player from TSV Jona. Hello Janine Stoop.
Hello all together. Hello.
Janine, you're the captain of Team Swiss FISBOL, a national player since 2008 in the attack position and special news, and that's the reason why we have you as a special guest today. The next Women's World Championship is played in your hometown. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm very happy that that's possible, that we can make the World Championship here in Jona. I think for me also special would be just in Switzerland, but when it is in the hometown, that's fantastic because there are a lot of friends and families who can come to watch us and yeah, win with us and lose with us.
You probably have already talked to your teammates. What do your teammates think about this idea? Are they excited about that?
Yes, they are very excited. Of course, it is special to go to Chile or another country. But I think, as I said before, to play in Switzerland, in our home country, is very special for us. And yeah, it's another atmosphere for us to play at home.
Do you feel to play in your hometown, to play the Women's World Championship in your hometown, do you feel some more pressure now than playing abroad, or do you prefer it playing at home?
I think I prefer to play at home because all the people around us, they help us to win or to get together, and yeah, it's a pressure as well, that's for sure. But yeah, I can't say it because I never played at home a World Championship. But normally, if we have a European Cup at home, it's better for us, I think.
So it's a positive pressure, I would say.
Yes, of course.
When you think back to 2006, the first time the Women's World Championship was held in Jona, and in 2020 it happens again. Did you participate as a spectator, as a child, in the past in the Women's World Championship, or wasn't you at the FISBOL pitch 14 years ago?
No, I was there, yes. I was a spectator, and it was amazing to see the whole organization. It was a very big event, and it was just great to see all the games and, yeah, the whole huge organization. It was amazing, and I can remember it, but I was just 13 years or 14.
Janine, I would like to come back to this question of pressure, because you probably have attended the Men's World Championship last year in Winter Tour, and may have been in close contact with your male colleagues and the pressure they felt in the stadium. What kind of feedback did the male team give to you after that home atmosphere in Winter Tour?
They say different things. They said it was so special because it was a big stadium and there were so many people, they watched them. And as I said before, it's pressure. I think it's more pressure than when there are not so many people. But yeah, they said it was just the atmosphere and it was so loud and all the spectators supported the team, that was great for them. Yeah.
So let's cross our fingers that next year's COVID-19 situation will allow that spectators support your team and support all the teams in Jona, mm-hmm. Rapperswil.
The gladness is high, but we are also skeptical to this situation now, and we hope that we can do it with with spectators and not alone just with the teams, and also that all of the teams can come to Switzerland to play the World Championship here.
Let's focus on that situation concerning COVID-19 a little bit more. You had played a very short-cutted season this year in Switzerland. How was that with all these measures, hygienic measures, security measures? How did the players react on that? Did it just became normal at the end of the season, or was it still very much different from the seasons? What was the main difference?
At the beginning, it was very special because we stopped the trainings and stopped everything and didn't see each other, and then everyone made exercise by his own or in very small groups. It was then a little bit better. We could come together on the same ground and play in two groups because we are just eight players, so we could get there together. But it was very special. And at the end, I think it was okay like that. We could train normal at the end, and yeah, it was a short season, but it was great to see the others at the end, at the final event, and yes, it was okay.
Do you agree with us, seeing now that the indoor season is much more is much under threat, and but to send out, as we believe, this is a really powerful sign during the worldwide pandemic and the current situation, to announce a host for next year. Do you see that the same way, or are you more or less worried about the situation that we now announce next year's World Championship of Women? What do you feel about that?
That's a good question, because now the situation is still very special, and in my way it's difficult to see to the World Championship next year, because yeah, the season now is not taking place, and I don't know how to say that, but it would be fantastic, and we will hope that it can take place, but I think it's very far away now at the moment.
I can absolutely understand that position, and yeah, it's also maybe a point in your thinking about the World Championship, whether the teammates from, let's say, South America can really attend that. What do you think about the situation if the World Championship is planned and will be run, and then some countries may not have the chance to participate because of their health situation? Because would it be a different feeling if you win a title or a medal at the World Championship when not all of the top feasible nations can participate? What's your feeling from the players' position on that?
Yeah, I think it would be a difference. It would be a big difference, because if not everybody can come, and especially when it's a team, a very good team, for example, Brazil or Germany or Austria, I think it's not the same feeling if you win the World Championship and not everybody was here. And it's in Linz, there were so many teams, and it was so amazing to get new friends and to speak with all the others and play together. And football is not a very there are not so many countries which play on a World Championship, and if it's not possible that everybody can come, I think it's not the same to win them.
Janine, do you think there would be a percentage of the top 10 out of the last Women's World Championship? You would say, okay, if there are more than, for example, 70% of the top 10 women's teams from the last World Championship, then the title has the same level for you as if all teams would participate?
That's a difficult question. But No, I think if someone is not here, it's not the same. It doesn't matter how many percent it is. Yeah.
Because, of course, we are absolutely aware about the worldwide situation, and it's really difficult to start planning today what will happen in 7 or 8 months. And we promise you, of course, the health situation has always our top priority. But of course, we are also thinking in different scenarios, not only on the venue with spectators or without spectators, but we're also thinking about solutions in case of any travel restrictions worldwide. Mm. And therefore, I just wanted to know your opinion.
Yes, I know what you mean. I think in the special situations, it's maybe a little bit different, but yeah, it's not the same World Championship, but maybe we are also happy to just play a World Championship or to play a tournament, because yeah, at the moment it's not really something happen, and we, yeah, you know what I mean?
We can understand your position very good, and the other on the other side of the coin, we have the situation that winter season and summer season is very much different now. Mm-hmm. Europe is coming to the winter season, and of course we think in our thinking is very much inflected by the way where we currently are, and telling the truth, when we had during this year's summer season, the board of directors meeting with our colleagues from South America, and they faced the situation of a winter season. It was we were in totally different worlds, and so I can understand your position, and let's cross all our fingers that next year's situation will change with the vaccine, or that the situation improves very much, and we really hope that these World Championships in Jona will be a big event which could be attended by as much national federations as possible.
Yes, let's cross our fingers.
Janine, I would like to get two more impressions from your side, because you always have the player's perspective. Do you have any expectations to your friends from the organizing committee on the infrastructural or organizational side? Because now you could put the bar very high for your friends in the organizing team.
As I said before, I was a spectator in 2006, and I don't know if it's planned to be like that, but this organization there and this event 2006 was just great, and here in the club in Jona, all our events, I said, they are always very good planned, and we hear that from a lot of sides from the other countries, that it is always amazing to come to Jona and play here. And I think we have a good president and a good organization team, and they will give their best, I'm sure.
If you describe Jona in three sentences, what would you mention talking about the city? What is the most thing everyone has to know about Jona if he or she was not yet in Jona?
Jona is very nice because it's a little town, and on the other side you have the countryside and the wonderful lake right next to our door.
Janine, yes. Don't be so shy. I think it's the most spectacular venue, feasible venue worldwide. Telling the truth, there is nowhere else a grandstand like you have in Jona. If someone has not seen that, that's a must. If you go to Jona, you must attend these World Championships, and you must see this spectacular view. Do you agree with that?
Yes, of course. Our sports center is amazing, and yeah, like you said, in Linz, was it like almost like to say, no, it wasn't. no, it's really, you said it's the very big sports center and we have our own place there, and football is, it's like soccer or ice hockey here. So the people here know football and they know what we play, and yeah.
That's perfect. And you mentioned it, Janine. Everyone in our football community knows the Obersee Masters Tournament and loves the Obersee Masters Tournament. There's always a feel-good factor at the tournament, and I'm pretty sure the feel-good factor will be at the Women's World Championship again. And just 2 or 3 weeks after the Women's World Championship next year, the next Obersee Masters takes place again. So I'm looking really forward to go to Jona twice next summer, twice at minimum. And because I said earlier, I have two more questions to you. My final question to you depends to the sport itself. In the last Women's World Championship, you won the silver medal. What's your expectation for the next year's Women's World Championship? Do you think you could improve your final result from 2 years ago?
I hope so. We have this year, I think we have a very young team and we have a lot of different talents, and I hope that we can put all the talents together and come as a good team, a happy team all together, and like a little family, and play like in Linz, because that was for us an amazing memory, and it was fantastic to reach the final and see we can win against another big country. And yeah, we hope for sure that we can reach the finals again.
And Janine, we couldn't let you go without a small outlook. The next year's Women's World Championship is also one of the qualifier events for the World Games 1 year later in Birmingham, Alabama. It's for the first time ever that the FISBOL women are there represented with an event. What are your expectations for Birmingham, Alabama and the World Games? You probably may have heard from the boys already what the World Games are, and or have you been to Wroclaw as a spectator 4 years ago?
No, I wasn't, but I have heard about the World Games, and it sounds really nice with all the other sports which you can watch or which you can go to see. And I think that's another big event to see once in your life or in my life. Yeah, it would be perfect to go there and see. I think that's another atmosphere to go to some big events or to some huge event with other sports than just a FISBOL event.
So probably you, as the team captain of Swiss Faustball, will try to use the advantage to play the next Women's World Championship at your hometown, and would like to qualify also for the World Games in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you so much, Janine, for that insight and your view on different topic. Not only easy questions we raised today, I can really say to you, I appreciate your answers and your open answers in that way. And as always, at the end, Chris, I think we should try it out together with Janine. Maybe it's better than the last editions. at the end, we always quote together, and don't forget, together we are FISBOL.